We're here with Dominique Levin, who is the Executive Vice President of Marketing and Strategy for LogLogic. Dominique, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much.
Good. Listen, we want to gain your insight into what you think the major trends are this year, especially in comparison to last year.
Sure, yeah. I mean, happy to talk about that. So the one of the primary issues, of course, for customers these days is that they need to do more with less. I mean, economic budgets are very tight,
right.
Yet the demands on the security and governance and compliance of organizations are unchanged. If nothing else, they might have gone up.
Right.
There's more stringent regulation and there's more call for transparency. So what we see is customers really looking for solutions that are more tightly integrated. Nobody really has the money or the people to integrate point solutions. So we see a true move towards more complete end-to-end and integrated security and compliance solutions in the market.
That makes good sense. So how is LogLogic attempting to address those issues in the market?
Yeah, so our solutions are focused at compliance and information protection, and we do that through a combination of log management and security management solutions.
Right.
Specifically at this show, you know, we actually announced today that we have, acquired a security event management company called Exaprotect to work with our log monitoring solution more closely to address this need that customers have to deliver end-to-end security event management solutions. So we already had log monitoring and privileged user monitoring capabilities.
Right.
And with this new addition, we have the ability to flag what is unusual or suspicious about the activity in your data center.
Right.
And we also have the capability to do something about that in real time, because the acquisition also adds change management capabilities, so the ability to, in real time, change security policy configuration on firewalls and VPN infrastructure and such to actually act on the information that you're receiving about the security posture of your infrastructure.
That's great. Well, how would you typify the differentiation of LogLogic from other folks that are trying to do similar things?
Yeah, so I would say, again, this unique architecture that we have, that is an open platform, you know, for user and system monitoring,
right.
That allows us now to start, you know, rolling out these very specialized value-added applications like the ones we just acquired. But we also announced very recently a number of in-house developed applications focused on the workflow and business process of compliance management and privileged user activity review. But all of that really is thanks to the fact that we have a very open platform so that you can reuse the monitoring information about who is touching confidential information, you know,
right.
in various ways, and that you can act on that information, as I said, also in a real-time prevention sense.
That's fantastic. Are you emphasizing anything in particular at the show?
Yes, obviously we're very excited about the, you know, the new products that we announced recently, and you know, including the addition of recently acquired products from Exaprotect. So you know, we're emphasizing, you know, the integrated suite, and we're also really emphasizing on how those products work together to protect confidential information,
right.
because there is a real trend towards not just high-level monitoring, but very precise monitoring, not just monitoring who's accessing the network, but who's accessing this particular piece of very sensitive information, obviously with the end goal of protecting that information
right.
and preventing that information from falling into wrong hands or from people violating privacy legislation around that information.
Right. What advice would you have for folks in the financial and government sectors where we really focus?
Yeah, so I would say that the financial industry and the government sector both deal with very sensitive information. So a lot of personally identifiable information, a lot of information related to our nation's security and critical infrastructure. So I would recommend to really focus on protecting the information at the core. So what that means is a very granular and precise monitoring, you know, in terms of who's accessing that information. Do you know at any given moment who has seen, reviewed, or moved a particular sensitive piece of information? And then also to start moving from just monitoring to, you know, more of a predictive architecture where you can, you know, prevent, you know, any wrongful actions with that information.
Fantastic. Well, Dominique, thank you for your time and have a great show.
Thank you.